I'm fine here. Thank you all very much for allowing me to join you. I'm here to express my gratitude to the fire department and the emergency preparedness, the responders. I'm pleased that once again the Kansas community has responded in a way that gives us a sense of pride and a sense of well-being for our communities across Kansas. It is humbling to be here as you listen to the chief and know the dangers, the risks, the consequences that could occur in such a circumstance, and to know that the preparedness, the training, the dedication, the commitment to a career, to a job, to care and concern for a community is so great. This has nothing little to do, other than I should explain while I'm in tennis shoes, I broke my ankle. It only has to do with this topic in this way. What I've discovered in a kind of a serious way about having a broken ankle is that no one is self-contained, that none of us can get through life just on our own. We need the help of other people. And this is demonstrated in communities across Kansas all the time, and it's certainly demonstrated here in Garden City and in Holcomb and Finney County. When there's a challenge, people rise to the occasion. And it's not just, I sometimes think that cities are different than the places that we all come from. It's not just a job, it's not a career, it's not a paycheck. It is about taking care of people that you know, care about, love, and want to make certain that nothing bad happens to them. So my commendation to Garden City and to Holcomb and to Finney County and to the people who made a difference in other people's lives. I also share Dr. Clifford's sentiments about Tyson. I was on the phone Saturday morning with executives in Arkansas as well as people in Washington, D.C., looking for those words, we will rebuild. I was in Congress representing you when ConAgra had their circumstance, and we waited. And this is not that is not an outcome that we can afford to have. And I am very much pleased to learn on Saturday the words were, we will rebuild, and I'm grateful for that kind of attitude. I visited Tyson in Arkansas early this year. We know them well. They're an important component not only in Finney County but across the state. They have some intentions of additional expansions in our state, and we want to make certain that that relationship is strong. And so we know the CEO of the meat section of Tyson. We know the general manager of the red meats section of Tyson. And again, to have people that I know tell me that this is something that will occur, that the rebuilding will occur, is very pleasing. I would highlight that there's others affected by this fire beyond the borders of Finney County. This is a state, if not a nation, consequence. Nearly a quarter of all beef that is packed in Kansas is brought to this plant. This has a huge consequence to our livestock industry. We have had conversations with USDA to make certain that their inspectors, who are federal employees at this plant, will continue to be employed as well, and they will receive paychecks. And the answer to that question has been yes. That means that if there is capacity to do things, then meat can be inspected. It also means on behalf of our cattlemen who may take their cattle now to Texas or to Nebraska, those employees will be there to inspect that beef and try to get the market back to some normal. So that, and again, Tyson was telling me this is at the moment, a very profitable plant. This is a time in which they need capacity. That again suggests to us the demand is there for packing. And our ranchers and cattlemen and women face significant challenges while this plant is down. We've also talked to the folks at the U.S. Department of Transportation because the trucking industry will be hugely impacted by this occurrence. And what we're looking for there is perhaps a waiver of hours of service so that if you're going to have to haul cattle further distances to Texas or to Nebraska, that you'll be able to do that. We've also had conversations from a Garden City and Holcomb, a Finney County point of view, with economic development officials. Tyson tells us they want nothing from us. I like constituents like that, but if there is something that we could do to be of help to the company, but to the community, we are prepared to step in any way we can in regard to kind of economic development and labor issues. Matt Allen being in the room, I would highlight the importance that he places, and rightfully so, on the census. And we didn't make certain that this incident isn't anything that impacts the ability to count citizens of Finney County. There are, again, consequences to that as well. I chair the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds the U.S. Census Bureau. We should have an ability to be of help to this community. I don't know of a community that is more concerned about getting the census right. Incidentally, I didn't chair that subcommittee 10 years ago when they got it wrong. But Matt and others in this community, if that's another aspect of something that we can do, please let me know. And I appreciate the support of Senator Roberts and Congressman Marshall. I know that the governor sent her team here, as the chairman said. This is something that all of Kansans will rally around Finney County to make sure the consequences are minimized. I was in lots of places over the last couple of days since the fire, and it doesn't matter where you are in Kansas, people are concerned about what has happened at Holcomb Garden City in regard to the IBP plant. So again, it's a reminder that just as we have seen time and time again when there's a challenge, Kansans rally to the well-being of their neighbors, to their friends and family, but also to people they don't even know. And Garden City, Holcomb, Finney County has done it once again. Let me know how I can help, and thank you for the honor of being here and to express my gratitude to all the first responders and the risk that people take on behalf of other people. Thank you for